الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تعمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Surah Al-Imran, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you are the best of people and you have been selected for the benefit of people, for the benefit of all of mankind. And what do you do? Distinguishing features, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. You enjoin and order and enable all good to happen. Wa tanhauna anil munkar. And you stop all evil from happening. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ and you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see something evil, stop it with your hand. He said, if you see something evil, stop it with your hand. And he said, وَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَتِي, and if you are unable to do that, then you speak out against it. And if you are unable to do even that, then you hold that as hateful in your heart, meaning that you don't participate in it, you don't stay there, you move away, and you consider it to be something very hateful. And he said that if this third thing, if that is your state, he said, this is a sign of the weakness of your iman, which means it is not an acceptable thing, it is something that needs to be corrected. So it's not three options, it's only two options. One option is to stop the thing by your hand, meaning take action to do something to stop the evil. Or second one is to speak out against the evil. Get support, speak out, stand up, even if you are standing alone against that evil. Third option is a sign of weakness of iman. So it's not an option, it's a sign of the weakness of faith, which must be corrected. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called, he said, the peak of iman, the highest point of faith is to speak the truth before a tyrant. Meaning that again, the issue of stopping evil. Even when the person doing the evil is very powerful, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your job is to speak against that even if you have to do it alone. I mean, even at the cost of yourself. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to fulfill these conditions. The reason I'm saying this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this as the criterion of this ummah. Now, yesterday we were talking about the issue of bribery and corruption. Now, as I mentioned, of late several people, I mean, this happened to me in North India where I was there and even here, several Muslims, not only did they talk about corruption, I mean, they was lip service, they said, yeah, it is bad, but they said it is good for us because otherwise our work will not get done. And this was the excuse given. So corruption is good. I was speaking to somebody about the issue of bribing judges. And he said, no, it's not bribery, it's speed money. So if somebody else gives more speed money and the judgment goes against you, where you are actually eligible to for the judgment to go in your favor, if the judgment goes against you and that is unjust, because somebody else paid the judge money, is that acceptable? So if it's only speed money, whether it works in your favor or it works against you, it should be acceptable. Is that acceptable? My point is that it's absolutely unbelievably shameful that Muslims not only indulge in corruption, but they seem to justify it. And the tragedy is that if the elders say things like this, if parents and grandparents say things like this, then what hope do you have in the generations to come? So let me give you an example. Now you might say, well, you know, because this is a corrupt country, what can we do? And all of this talk is impractical. First and foremost, please understand that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not impractical. The word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not impractical. Allah did not know, it is not as if Allah did not know that corruption will be there. It is not as if the word of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is restricted to a time and place. If Allah ordered something, Allah never orders anything that is impossible. So if Allah ordered something, it is possible to do it. Not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as the distinguishing feature of this ummah. Meaning that if you are not doing this, then Allah knows best whether you are from this ummah or not. So let me give you an example of somebody from a corrupt country, our own country, one of the most corrupt in the world, who is not a Muslim, and what he did. And the person is no stranger, very famous person, the chairman and founder of Infosys, which is a multi-billion dollar company, Mr. Narayana Murthy. Now, Narayana Murthy is a Brahmin, is a Hindu. I met Narayana Murthy once, and this incident happened when I was teaching a course in Infosys in Bangalore. And Narayana Murthy gave a talk, and in this talk, he gave a talk to the students. And in this talk, he talked about the importance of integrity. And he said, we have to have integrity. And there's no compromise. He said, integrity is like pregnancy. You either have it or you don't have it. You can't be slightly pregnant. Similarly, you cannot be slightly honest. You are either honest or you're not honest. And he gave some examples of this, of integrity. He said that when they started Infosys in Pune, there were seven people, and together they had put together about 10,000 rupees. That was their seed capital. And he said it's an IT company, so they needed a computer. And those days, importing, there was no option. They were not made in India, so they had to import, and there was a import duty of 150%. So he said this one PC came. It was some 486 or something in those days, or may not have been even 486. Anyway, so it came. And he got a call from the import department. So he went there, and the man there, the officer, he told him, your machine is here, you can take it. And he said, give me 150 rupees. So Murthy said, for what? He said, you have to give, this is our mamul, this is our standard, this is a normal practice. So 150 rupees was a bribe. So Murthy said, sorry, it's our practice, we do not give bribes. We don't give bribes, we don't take bribes. So the man said, your choice. If you give the money, you will get the machine. If you don't give the money, you will not get the machine. So here is something which is halal for him. It is something which he bought, which he ordered, it came. The man is asking him to give a bribe to get what is due to him. All papers were in order, everything was correct. He just refused to give. So Murthy said, I told him, I said, I will not give you a bribe. All my papers are in order and you have to give me. He said, I will not give you. He said, okay. So Murthy said, I used to go every day to the office and I would sit outside the office. So if he entered the office, he had to see me. If he left the office, he had to see me. I was sitting in front of him every single day. So I asked him, how long did you do that? He said, 18 months. He said, the man tried every trick. The man, he said, he did not curse me, but he shouted at me. He tried to persuade me. He told me, you are a young fellow. You have got no sense, no brain. You can't do business like this. This is India. India, aisa to hota hai. Yahan to sabhi karte hai. All of this, everyone does. Murthy said, I don't care what everyone does or does not do. I will not do. So his business startup got delayed by 18 months. He said, my friends who were my co-founders who were with me, they were with me in principle. They did not say what I was doing was wrong, but they said, we cannot stay with you because without the computer, our work cannot start. So they went and looked for jobs. They went and got employed. But he said, I just sat there and I waited and I went every single day. So now he's doing two things. One is, he's not simply waiting, he's doing something, which is, he's going there to the office. So obviously other people will also ask, who is this guy? He sits here every day. So it was putting pressure on this man. 18 months. And remember, when he was doing it, he did not know that this will end in 18 months. So when he was doing it, he was prepared to do it forever. Second story he told me, and he told the whole group. He said that in those days, the government of India used to allow exporters to import things for equal to a fraction of what they exported. So if they exported a million rupees worth of goods, then they were allowed to import, say, 500,000 rupees worth of goods and sell them for profit internally. So, this was legally permitted. So, he said all IT companies of the time used to import software and sell it locally. So, if you wanted to buy MS Office, you bought it from Wipro or you bought it from one of the local companies, and they imported this and they sold it locally. And Murthy said, we also used to do it. Infosys also used to do it. He said, one day my accountant came to me and he said to me, sir, we are paying 150% import duty on all this stuff that we are importing for local sales. While other people are splitting the invoice and they are paying duty only on the software, not on the manuals. Because they were showing the manuals as books. And there is no import duty on books because when the policy was written, Jawaharlal Nehru, who was the Prime Minister, he said that we want our children to have the best education, so there will not be any import duty on books. So, if the packet is $100, $40 for the floppy disk, those days they used to get the floppy disk. So, $40 for the floppy disk, they used to pay the duty on that, and $60 they would get free. So, the man said, we are losing money. Please permit us to do that. So, Murthy said, I asked him two questions. He said, first question I asked him was, how is this product sold in its home country? How is MS Office sold in America? Is it sold as one shrink wrap package or is it sold as books separately and floppy disk separate? So, second question I asked him was, what was the policy, what was the intention behind the policy? When this policy was written that books will be free, what was the intention of the government of India? Was it to provide our children with the best possible education at the cheapest cost, or was it to enable people like you to make money? He said, my accountant never came back and we never changed our policy. We continued our policy. Third story he told me was, he said that when they were initial stages, when they used to sell their products, he said, we had a scooter. And my friend, co-founder, used to sit on the back of the scooter. We used to go and sell the product. He said, one day they were in Myco or one of the companies in Bangalore. He says, coming out of there, the scooter broke down. So, they said, this is very bad. We cannot have, starting a company and all that. We don't even have a proper vehicle. So, they bought a ambassador car on behalf of the company. So, the company bought a car. Now, he said, there were seven of us. Founders, there was one car, ambassador car. He said, we decided that this car will be used for official work and also if somebody wants to use it for personal work, they can use it. He said, however, for personal work, we used to keep a log book and we used to log the mileage of the car used for personal work and we used to pay that to the company, their own company. Their own company, they own the car, but they said, if the car goes to drop the child to school, that mileage is logged and they used to pay back that money to the company. Point I am making is, here is a case of a man operating in a corrupt environment. The man is not even Muslim, but he chooses to operate with complete and total integrity, as a result of which he does not suffer. He builds one of the most iconic companies in the world, which is quoted on NASDAQ, which is quoted on NYC, on our own indexes across and indexes across the world. A company which is said to have the maximum number of millionaires, dollar millionaires among its people. Now, how that happened is another story which someday I will tell you. But the point is that here is an example I am giving you, not of an organization which failed because it was honest, but which succeeded because it was honest. And finally, Murthy said to me, he said, the biggest benefit of this is that when we file our taxes, when we file our income tax, he said, we are the only company which is never scrutinized. Nobody ever asks a question. They just take our taxes and file it. He says, almost every other company is either scrutinized or some companies have been raided and so on for tax evasion. He said, we do not evade tax, we pay full tax. The department has so much faith in us that they do not even question, they don't even check our accounts. They just file it. Is that worth it to you? Is it worth it to you that somebody like me, who has no personal connection with Narayana Murthy, who heard this story once, and this was like maybe in 2000, maybe 15 years ago or more, and I tell this story across the world, is it worth something to you? Is it worth something to you to be known that this is a man who is a man of integrity and somebody who is a role model for the world? Is it, do you want, as a Muslim, do you want this to be said about you? Do you want this to be said about your religion? Your choice. Because this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to do. Allah did not send us to spread corruption. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to stop corruption. This is why we were sent. We were not sent to spread corruption and to justify that and to say that corruption is a good thing. Somebody somewhere has to take a stand, and that somebody has to be myself and yourself. There is no other somebody. Somebody is me. And if we do that, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us success. I am giving you an example, not of the Sahaba. I'm not giving an example from an unrealistic situation. I'm not giving an example from a country which is by itself, the whole system is honest. If there is such a country, wallah alam. I'm giving you an example of a country which is highly corrupt, where the system is highly corrupt, but where one man decides to take a stand, and he takes a stand and all those who are with him take a stand, as a result of which they are highly successful, highly respected in the same country, and have been able to create a highly successful business, global business. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sense and to stop us from fooling ourselves, and not to put us in a situation where when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these excuses that we give will be worth nothing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is not pleasing. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.